Well, this morning, I don't know, for this morning, for some reason, just the greens seem to have just popped, and I know the grass has grown like a foot overnight. I don't know what's going on. It just must be May. The man with all the answers, Larry Weber, joining us this morning, our host of Backyard Almanac. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You're absolutely right about how things just popped out very quickly. I have been noticing the greening for about a week, really becoming intense. But we had a couple of other things happen literally from one day to the next, and I'll talk about those in a moment. But I hope you enjoyed the temperature of the last the last 2 days.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
The temperature, the weather service recorded a high yesterday of 73 degrees. That was the warmest temperature for the whole month of May. The previous day was 72 degrees, and that was the first 70s that we had since October 9. So that's more than 7 months, more or less 225 days, and that we got back into the 70s. Well, a couple of days like that with clear skies really bring about things to happen. Now, as I said, the Weather Service reported 73 degrees. At my house, it was 82, and I'm sure there are many other places that reported about that much of a temperature, too. And what did it bring out? It brought out an incredible amount of things. Number one, we had a emergence of black flies. Black flies are a regular part of late May. And usually we can expect them earlier than the movement of mosquitoes. And there, of course, are many people who would prefer mosquitoes to black flies. When black flies arrive, they don't arrive just little here and there. They arrive in pretty good numbers. It's an interesting thing. They breed in water, usually moving water, and they fly out from there to find their next phase in life. They're similar to the mosquito. They need a meal of blood if they're going to reproduce, and so they will go for it. I have found that they tend to hang around our heads, and they tend to follow each other. I have had times where I'd have a number of black fly bites on one side of the head and none at all on the other side. So it's an interesting thing. Yeah, they have really shown up, and they were out here in the evening last night. They greeted me again this morning. So, yep, welcome to black fly time. There are some mosquitoes coming out now, but the real big numbers have not yet hit. Next thing of note, we have last week I made mention of three little trees that grow along the roadsides that start to blossom as we get around the 20th of May or the 15th to the 20th of May. And they are in order, wild plum, Juneberry, and pin cherry. Well, I had an interesting situation. There is a wild plum growing near my house here, and I've been watching it every day. Well, day before yesterday, it still had not opened its blossom. Yesterday, the tree was just filled with open blossoms. Wow, what a difference one day makes. Same with Juneberries. Juneberries were just starting to bloom, and now they've come out in huge numbers. Pin cherries are just starting as well. Now, these three start the blossoming time. They are followed by several more. Elderberry, which has had its leaves out, the first ones to have the leaves out, are now having the big blossoms, big buds for their blossoms, and they'll soon be opening them as well. Apple will be coming along, crab apple, and then, of course, a little bit later, we will be getting into lilacs. So this is the blossoming time starting, and it continues for quite a while. The trees really let us know how common they are. You never realize how many of these little trees we have until they go into blossoms, and you just drive, go down the road, and you see them abundant on both sides of the roads. Well, that's not all. I had quite a surprise this morning. I have been listening to the frogs calling since the very first ones began back in late April, And they were the chorus frogs and spring peepers. Well, as recently as yesterday and this morning, I heard spring peepers. A chorus frog was yesterday. Leopard frogs have been calling. Gray tree frogs have now gotten into the act. They start calling often when they're still in the tree. Last night when I went out to visit a swamp, I heard one calling in the water there. They're an interesting critter. They are, yes, our only true tree frog. And they live almost their entire life on land, except for the breeding part. They come back to the water to lay their eggs. And they do a lot of calling when that happens, and they continue the calling from now all the way into early July. Well, the big surprise was none of those. The big surprise was the next one on the list, and that's the American toad. The American toad, you know, is a tough-looking little brownish critter. We probably see them more in our yards and gardens than anywhere else. Well, they look like they're going to have a real deep voice, but they don't. They have a high-pitched kind of trill kind of call, and once they start calling, wow, they have a very short, very intense breeding season. And I was out walking this morning. I heard them calling. I expect that's going to continue. Now, it's an interesting thing. It only goes on for a few, maybe 5 days to a week. But that's with that one location. There may be another 5 days to a week at another spot. And so, yes, they are going to be the next one. So, what? Like I said, things really happen. This is also turtle time. Oh, I just love this turtle time that we're getting into. Here's what happens. We have painted turtles, a little bit with the snapping turtles, but mostly with painted turtles. They are our most common turtle. They're called that because of the underside. The plastron is very bright reddish in color. Well, they live underwater in the usually down on the bottom throughout the winter in a pretty much of a dormant phase, a small amount of respiration. And then when the ice goes out, they start coming to the surface. If the days are clear, they want to climb up on some site, usually a log, and they sit there and they bask in the sun. Now, keep in mind, the water is still cold, and so sitting in the sun like that must feel really good after being underwater all winter. Well, they also need it for their body. They help make vitamins, and they help rid their body of parasites. They raise their body temperature and so forth. And it becomes an interesting thing. I have a log nearby here on the lake that I take a look at, and the most I ever see on that log happens in late May. And yesterday when I took a look at it, I saw about 15, which is quite a lot, but it's far from the records. I have had days where I've seen more than 50 sitting, climbing up there and basking in the sunlight. All right, that's number one. Number two of turtle time is way back last June when they laid their eggs. They climb up on shore and they lay their eggs. They may go a little distance away from the water to do this, and I have seen them come up in my yard. Well, they lay their eggs there and then they leave. The eggs hatch before they fall. But the babies don't leave. They stay there all winter. Well, in spring, and often about this time, they'll leave the nest and they'll head for water. And we might see these little turtles of an inch or inch and a half in diameter. We might see them crawling across the road heading for water. Number three of the turtle time is still to come in the next couple weeks when the next batch of reproducing females will come up on shore and dig a hole to lay their eggs. And so, like I say, this is the beginning of turtle time. It's also warbler time. Wow. And they have been moving in as well. The really big numbers, the really big warbler waves, no, I have not yet seen them, and I haven't heard of other people who have seen them. But they are here. And as I've said before, we have about 24 kinds of warblers that come through every spring. The actual number is 26. And I try to see all of them every spring, and if you're willing to travel, you can do that. But this is stay-at-home time, so I'm trying to see all of them here. And so far, I've gotten it up to almost half. I've seen or heard 12 of them so far. And most of these are regular. No surprise, many of them will actually stick around and nest. Others keep on going further north. So, yeah, this is warbler time, and it will continue. Some of the best warbler watching happens almost every year during Memorial Weekend. And so, yes, we got that coming up. Vireos, flycatchers, a catbird, a Baltimore Oriole, rosebreast grosbeak, a cedar waxwing, sandpipers, Swainson's thrush. All of these things have come back in the recent, in the past week, and they will continue to do so. Now, when you're walking around keeping an eye up for warblers, every so often take your eye and look down at the ground, because we still have an abundance of spring wildflowers. I mentioned last week how this next time, this past week, might be the very best time to see spring wildflowers, the ones that are often referred to as ephemerals, the ones that have to take advantage of the sunlight while they can, because they come and go very quickly. Well, I had a chance to get out to Jay Cook State Park on a clear day this week, and yet lived up to its name. Oh my gosh, it was just fabulous. About 20 kinds of spring wildflowers, and I didn't even really walk that far. Now, many of these are, well, some of them, like bloodroot, are on their way down, but many of them are still thriving. And the most abundant were the spring beauties, and then the trout lilies, both yellow and white, were just huge numbers. And they're going to still be there for a few more days. But, you know, the leaves on the trees are coming out pretty fast. And when the leaves on the trees come out, that gives a shade. And the shade is a little bit harder for lots of wildflowers to handle. There are some that are more shade tolerant, and that's the next group of wildflowers that are out there. They are there. I've seen many of them. I've seen starflower, wild lily of the valley, baneberry. These are all ones that will bloom more in the shade, but they haven't yet started to bloom. That's the next batch that will be coming along. So we're getting plenty of movement with that. We're also getting lots of fiddlehead ferns out there. The one thing that's been lacking on the forest floor has been the fungi. We haven't been wet enough. May has so far been a very dry month. Only about a half inch of precipitation has been recorded, when really by this time in the month we would have over 2 inches. It's also interesting to note that the forecast is for some rain to come, and we had the same thing last weekend. But as we get closer to the actual time, it doesn't really happen very much. We'll see if that's going to change, because I would sure like to see a good rain come in the next week, day or so. Yeah, we are into a wonderful time, as always. I mentioned that, you know, there are baby mammals out there. But I had not yet seen or heard of anybody who had seen a baby deer, a fawn. Well, that changed yesterday. I did hear of a report of it. So, yes, they are starting to happen as well. We are more than 15 hours of daylight now, 15 hours and 20 minutes, with a sunrise before 5:30 in the morning and a sunset approaching 9 o'clock in the evening, and it is the new moon phase, which means it's a great time to get out and take a look at what's going on. So, yeah, Lisa, as they say, there's a new story out there every day.
Boy, isn't that the case. Larry, thanks a million. Let's talk again next week.
Okay, take care.
Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on KUMD.